This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. President Obama's 2011 fiscal year budget charts a new direction for NASA, and it's not in the direction of the moon. Administrator and former astronaut Charles Bolden is on board, saying the Constellation program was unsustainable. Aerospace contractor ATK defends the Ares 1 rocket, says it's safer than alternatives, and hints there will be a fight in Congress over the Obama plan for NASA. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation loves the new direction, which would offer substantial incentives to companies developing crew and cargo transports that serve the International Space Station. The earthquake relief effort in Haiti is the first full-scale test of the U.S. Joint Task Force port opening, and so far, so good. U.S. Customs and Homeland Security are warning U.S. pilots of business jets to screen their passengers carefully before flying Haitian refugees to the U.S. ILFC says it's suspending lease rental charges for non-revenue Haiti earthquake disaster relief flights on its aircraft, which are in operation by 175 airlines worldwide. Judicial Watch has obtained Air Force documents detailing the costs of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's use of military aircraft for her personal commutes and congressional junkets. Women in Aviation International has a stellar lineup of aviation authors coming to its annual convention in Orlando this month. And TSA says it has the highest performance and training standards of any federal agency for its dogs. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, 2008 CFI of the Year Max Trescott comments on general aviation's contributions to the Haiti relief effort. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.